由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
If you are joining us for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听我们节目的话，
This is the second message in a series on the purpose of Advent.
我们今日天路导向所分享的是耶稣降生的目的，一个系列信息的第二讲。
In the last message,
在上一次的节目当中，
We saw that Jesus, the Son of God, came to destroy the works of the devil.
我们曾经分享过，上帝的儿子耶稣基督降到世界上面，就是要摧毁撒旦的作为。
We saw that the works of the devil are death, darkness, hatred, and lawlessness.
我们看到撒旦的作为就是死亡、黑暗、仇恨和不遵行真理。
Today we see how Jesus has dealt with sin.
今日我们要看看耶稣究竟是怎样去克服罪恶。
The word sin expresses all these things that are the works of the devil.
罪这个字代表了撒旦一切的作为。
For example,
打一个比方，
Death is the wages of sin.
死亡就是罪的工价。
Sin is due to darkness.
罪是来自黑暗的。
Sin is due to hatred.
罪是来自仇恨的。
Sin is due to lawlessness.
罪是来自对上帝的反叛。
So in today's message, we will see the purpose of Advent as it touches our human needs.
因此在今日的天路导向当中，我们要从人的需要方面去了解，去看一看耶稣基督降生的目的。
The Bible said,
圣经这样话给我们听，
That Jesus, the Son of God, was manifested to take away sin.
耶稣，上帝的儿子，来到就是要除去罪。
But before we can even talk about taking away sin,
但是在我们能够讨论除去罪这个问题之前，
we have to understand what sin is all about.
我们必须先来看一下究竟什么才是罪。
Sin is not a very popular word today.
在今日，人是不喜欢提罪这个字眼。
We prefer to say that we made mistakes.
我们情愿这样说，我们是犯了错了。
But sin is more than just making mistakes.
但是罪的含义要远远超过犯错。
Sin is an implicitly aggressive quality.
罪是从骨子里发出的毒素。
Sin is hurting.
罪可以重伤他人。
Sin is rebellion.
罪就是叛逆。
Sin has a willful and disloyal quality.
罪就是蓄意这样去反叛。
In sin, someone is defied.
只要罪的存在，就会有斗争。
Someone is hurt.
有人会被伤害。
Someone is offended.
有人会被人攻击。
And to ignore sin or gloss over it would be dishonest.
所以忽视罪和掩盖罪都是不诚实的表现。
The New Testament uses five Greek words for sin.
在新约圣经当中，希腊文用了五个字来形容罪。
These words portray sin's various aspects, both passive and active.
这五个字从各个不同的角度去描述了罪的丑态。
First, there is a word that can be translated missing the mark.
第一个字可以翻译为亏欠。
Then there is another word which can be translated unrighteousness.
第二个字可以被翻译为不义。
And then there is another word which can be translated evil or vicious.
第三个字可以被翻译为邪恶。
There is another word which can be translated transgression.
第四个字可以被翻译为犯规。
And finally, there is a word which means lawlessness or violation of the law.
第五个字亦都是最后一个字，可以被翻译为目无法纪或者是触犯法律。
But these sins in the plural stem from the principle of sin in the singular.
这些罪归根究底都是来自一种罪。
The Bible emphasizes that the root of sin is self-centeredness.
圣经强调过罪的根源其实就是骄傲自大。
Every sin is a breach of what Jesus called the first and the greatest commandment.
所有罪其实都是有人违背了上帝所颁布给我们最重要的诫命而起的。
Namely, loving God with all your being.
一个诫命就是你要尽心尽力尽意爱主你的上帝。
So when we don't put God first in all things,
因此当我们不将上帝放在我们生活当中最重要的首位的时候，
It means that we have rejected him.
我们就是拒绝了上帝。
And we want to be independent of him.
而且我们一直都想着怎样去挣脱他的约束。
It means that we have unseated God and placed ourselves in the center.
一个都意味着我们想要推翻上帝，将自己放在上帝的位置上面。
And that's exactly what Satan tried to do in heaven.
其实这样和撒旦当初的行径并没有什么分别。
He attempted to unseat God and take his place.
当初撒旦就是想要取代上帝的位置。
And every time we do not put God first in our lives,
而当每次我们不将上帝放在首位的时候，
We are doing the same thing Satan did many years ago.
我们做的事就和撒旦在很多年前做的事一模一样。
Satan tried to tempt Eve to unseat God.
撒旦引诱夏娃去叛逆上帝。
But she failed.
结果夏娃屈从了试探。
And when she failed, Satan tried to convince Adam.
而当夏娃跌倒屈从于撒旦手下之后，撒旦又去诱惑亚当。
But he too failed.
同样地，亚当亦都陷入了试探当中。
And he has been trying to convince men and women in every generation to unseat God from their lives.
自此以后，撒旦从冇停止过去引诱人去否定上帝喺佢哋生命当中嘅地位。
The consequence for those who try to unseat God from their lives will end up in eternal punishment.
但系凡喺生命当中排斥上帝嘅人，佢哋嘅结局就系永远嘅刑罚。
My listening friends, please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细地听我去讲。
Sin is not a regrettable lapse from conventional standards.
罪并不是指普通指标下面的小过失。
Sin is not okay because everybody else sins.
罪亦都不因为其他人都犯罪而就说 OK， 不算是罪。
Sin in its essence is a hostility toward God.
罪在它的本质上来说就是对上帝的仇视。
The Bible confirms this in Romans 8:7.
圣经在罗马书第八章第七节确定了这一点。
Sin is saying to God, God, I am in charge of my life and no one tells me what to do.
罪就是要跟神说，上帝啊，我要自己当家作主，我不要听任何人的指示。
Sin issues an active rebellion against the Holy God.
罪就是要和圣洁的上帝正面作对。
Sin is getting rid of God in order to put ourselves in His place.
罪就是要想住咁样脱离上帝嘅管辖，自己作主。
That is sin.
呢啲上面所有嘅嘢都系罪。
You must understand that every sin you commit against another person is a sin against God.
你一定要知道，每一次我哋去得罪其他人嘅时候，其实就系得罪咗上帝。
Listen to David's confession in Psalm 51, verse 4.
请听大卫嘅祷告，系记载喺诗篇五十一篇第四节。
Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight.
我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你的眼前行了一件恶事。
In committing adultery with Bathsheba,
大卫讲这句话是因为他和拔士巴，就是乌利亚的妻子，犯了奸淫。
And committing murder against Uriah,
并杀了拔士巴的丈夫乌利亚。
David did not only commit a serious offense against these individuals and against the nation.
大卫的罪不单止是得罪了乌利亚和拔士巴两个人，更加是整个国家。
He knew that it was God's law that he had broken.
最重要，不单止前面那两样，更加他是干犯了上帝的律法。
And thereby, ultimately, he sinned against God.
因此讲到底，其实他得罪的就是上帝。
Now do you understand the gravity of sin?
现在不知你知不知道罪的破坏力有几深。
We can now begin to see why Jesus said that he was manifested to take away sin.
现在我们可以看一下，为什么耶稣声称他就是要来到世界除去罪呢？
For John the Baptist kept on baptizing and kept on looking at the same time.
约翰在施洗的时候会留意他身边的人群。
And on one night, he saw a man walking toward him.
终于有一天，他看到有一个人去朝着他走来。
And John the Baptist called out with a loud voice.
于是约翰大声地去叫。
Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
看啊，上帝的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
Well, some of you may be asking,
或许你会问，
Why should our forgiveness of sin depend on Christ's death?
为什么我们一定要藉着耶稣基督的死，才能够使到我们的罪得到赦免呢？
Why does God not simply forgive us without the necessity of the cross?
为什么上帝不直接去饶恕我们的罪，而要用十字架呢？
After all, when we sin against each other, we forgive each other as we are required to do.
在平日当中，人互相冒犯之后，我们不是只需要互相饶恕就解决到问题了吗？
We do it without being crucified.
我们都不需要上十字架。
Why does God make so much fuss about forgiving our sins so that Jesus gets sacrificed?
上帝为什么要这么麻烦，要等耶稣被钉在十字架上面才能够赦免到我们的罪呢？
Some will say it is unfair for a sinless Christ to die for my sin.
有人会说，为什么要等无罪的耶稣基督来代替我们的罪呢？这个不公平。
My friend, when you ask such questions, you are thinking of God like just another human being.
亲爱的听众朋友，当你去发问刚才的问题的时候，这样你就说明了，你将上帝当成人一样。
But God is not just a private citizen.
但是上帝不是一个平常的人。
Nor is sin just a personal injury.
而犯罪亦都唔系单单咁样去伤害其他人。
On the contrary,
相反地，呢两样嘢都有好大嘅影响。
God is the maker of these laws that we break.
我们所触犯的法例，其实全部都是由上帝所立的法。
And sin is rebellion against him.
而罪就是对上帝的悖逆。
The reason Jesus had to die on the cross,
耶稣一定要死在十字架上面的原因就是
is because there was an inevitable collision between divine perfection and human rebellion.
因为人的叛逆和上帝完全的圣洁是互相对立的。
There was an inevitable collision between God as he is and us as we are.
人的罪性和上帝的神性是绝对矛盾冲突的。
The problem wasn't just our sin of rebellion against God.
问题不单止在我们叛逆得罪了上帝。
But also the divine justice and wrath toward that rebellion.
另一方面亦都在于上帝的公义是不容许罪恶存在，叛逆是会惹动上帝的怒气。
Someone may say,
也许你会这样讲。
But you say that God is love. How can he also be wrath and justice?
你讲过上帝就是爱，为什么上帝要发怒去彰显公义呢？
God indeed is love, yet his love is holy love.
没错，上帝的确是爱，但是上帝的爱是神圣的爱。
A love which yearns over sinners.
一种爱让他怜爱世人。
While at the same time cannot by his very nature condone sin.
但是同时按照上帝的本性，上帝爱罪人，但是他不能够姑息罪恶。
How then can God express his holy love?
那上帝的爱究竟如何去彰显呢？
How can he express his love in forgiving sinners without compromising his holiness?
上帝究竟怎样在不向罪恶妥协，不让他自己全然的圣洁去蒙尘蒙羞之下，他怎样去彰显他的慈爱去饶恕罪人呢？
How can he express his holiness in judging sinners without frustrating his love?
在不被他自己的慈爱去打折扣的同时，上帝又怎样去审判罪人以维持他完全的圣洁呢？
How could God be true to himself as holy love and confront evil at the same time?
上帝怎样去一方面实践他神圣的爱，又要公正地去处理邪恶呢？
We could never provide a solution to this dilemma.
世界上并没有任何人能够解决这个问题。
Only God could.
只有上帝才能够去解决。
God's solution was the shedding of his own blood.
上帝用自己的血来解决这个问题。
And there at the cross,
就是在十字架上面。
God himself through Christ,
上帝通过基督
paid the full penalty of our disobedience.
亲自为我们承担了悖逆上帝所该受的全部刑罚。
He bore the judgment we deserve in order to bring us the forgiveness we don't deserve.
他为我们受了审判，我们才能够得到本不配得的饶。
On the cross,
在十字架上面，
the divine mercy and justice were equally expressed and eternally reconciled.
上帝的恩典和公义同时这样彰显，在永恒当中得到和谐。
God's holy love was satisfied.
上帝圣洁的爱得以圆满。
Let me explain it another way.
让我从另一个角度去解释。
Habakkuk 1:13 said,
哈巴谷书第一章第十三节咁样讲
：God's eyes are too pure to look on evil, and He cannot tolerate wrong。
上帝嘅眼目清洁，佢唔睇邪僻，亦都睇唔到奸恶。
That He refused to listen to our prayers。
因此喺我哋祷告嘅时候，佢会静默不语。
Therefore。Effectively, our sins separate us from God.
因此，其实就系我哋嘅罪导致我哋同上帝隔绝。
His face is hidden from us.
佢转面不顾我哋。
And that is why in the scripture again and again we see that no one was able to set eyes on God.
所以，这个亦都系点解圣经。反复不断不断咁样讲，从来冇人可以喺上帝面前站立得住。
All those who were granted even a glimpse of His glory were unable to endure the sight。
甚至冇一个人可以喺上帝嘅荣光当中停留片刻。
Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God。
摩西遮住自己块面。因为他害怕见到上帝。
When Isaiah had a vision of Yahweh exalted and lifted up,
当以赛亚在异象当中看到耶和华坐在高高的宝座上面。
He was overwhelmed by a sense of his uncleanness.
他因自己的污秽不堪而惊慌失措。
When God revealed himself personally to Job,
当上帝亲自对约伯讲嘢的时候，
Job's reaction was to despise himself and repent in dust and ashes.
约伯就厌恶自己在尘土和炉灰当中懊悔。
Ezekiel saw only the appearance of the likeness of the glory of God in fire and brilliant light.
先知以西结在一朵闪烁着火光的大云入面，只能隐约地看到上帝的荣耀。
And Daniel fainted with his face to the ground.
而但以理则是面伏于地，昏迷过去。
Those who were confronted by the Lord Jesus Christ,
至于那些见过耶稣基督的人，
even during his earthly life when his glory was veiled,
即使当时耶稣在世界为人，他的荣耀还未彰显出来，
they felt a profound discomfort.
这一些人已经感受到惶恐不安。
Peter told him to get out of his boat because Peter was a sinful man.
彼得因为自己是一个罪人而央求主离开他。
John in the book of Revelation fell on his face.
在启示录当中记载着约翰是俯伏在地上面。
And closely related to God's holiness is his wrath.
另外与上帝的圣洁紧紧关联住嘅就系上帝嘅愤怒。
Some of you may think that the God of wrath belongs to the Old Testament.
有啲人认为上帝嘅愤怒只系出现喺旧约圣经当中。
While the God of the New Testament is the God of love.
而新约中间嘅上帝则系充满怜悯同慈爱嘅上帝。
Let me challenge you to read what Jesus said in the Gospels about the fate of those who refuse to submit to His Lordship.
就让我们来看看耶稣在福音书当中讲到那些拒绝他承认耶稣为生命之主的人，他们的结局是怎样的。
God's holiness and justice go hand in hand.
上帝的圣洁和公义缺一不可。
He has provided you a way of escape.
但是上帝已经赐了给你一条逃生的道路。
He has provided you a way of salvation.
上帝已经赐了给你一条救恩的道路。
He paid dearly to satisfy his holy love.
上帝为了完全圣洁的爱付出了极重的代价。
Yet most people in the world don't know the true God.
但是在世界上面大部分人都不认识这一位真神。
They think they know about God.
他们自以为认识上帝。
But they really don't know God personally.
但是他们却没有跟上帝去建立个人关系。
And that is why Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 17.
所以彼得 在彼得前书第一章十七节这样说，
Since you call on the Father who judges each man impartially, live your lives in reverent fear.
你们既称那不偏待人、按各人审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心到你们在世界上面寄居的日子。
Even some Christians take God's forgiveness for granted.
就算有一些基督徒都会轻视上帝的饶恕之恩。
They sin and numb their conscience by saying, God will forgive us and everything will be fine.
他们不当犯罪是一回事，他们会蒙蔽自己的良知这样说，没问题的，上帝会原谅我的。
Well, the problem is, everything is not fine.
其实问题没那么简单。
For God hates evil.
因为上帝憎恨罪恶。
God refuses to come to terms with sin other than through the cross.
上帝宁愿上十字架都不会同罪恶去通融。
Jesus said that he came to take away our sin.
耶稣基督说他来到是要除去罪。
So when you come to him in repentance and faith,
因此当你凭你的信心去到上帝面前认罪悔改的时候，
He forgives you.
上帝就会饶恕你。
He gives you a new nature.
上帝要赐给你新的性情。
He regenerates you.
上帝要使你获得重生。
He takes you from death to life.
他要让你脱离死亡进入永生。
He takes you from darkness to light.
他要带领你离开黑暗进入光明。
And that is why a true believer can never live a life of habitual sin.
这个就是为什么一位真正的基督徒再不会习惯犯罪。
It's against God's nature.
因为他是违背了上帝的性情。
And therefore it is against the new nature.
也都是违反了上帝赐给我们的新性情。
The men and women without Jesus, sin is natural.
对于那些不认识耶稣的人来说，罪是一种天性。
They are not bothered with it.
犯罪，他们不会觉得是难过的。
But when they become new creation in Christ,
但是，当他们在基督里面成为新造的人的时候，
They will hate sin just as God hates sin.
他们就会憎恶罪，就好像上帝憎恶罪一样。
My beloved friend, listen carefully.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你听我去讲。
God has provided a way of escape from sin.
上帝已经为我们预备了一条脱离罪恶的道路。
And the consequences of sin.
并且可以脱离罪恶的刑罚。
He who had no sin.
他是完全无罪的那一位上帝。
Came to take away our sin.
但是他却来到世间除去我们的罪。
Have you experienced the forgiveness that only Jesus Christ can give you?
不知你有没有经历过只有耶稣基督才能够赐给你的饶恕之恩呢？
You can do so today.
你今日就可以经历到。
And then write to us and tell us about it.
欢迎你来信写给我万峰或者写给麦克牧师和我们分享你的经历。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
感谢你收听今日的天路导向，我们下次再会，愿上帝大大赐福给你。